On the phone with me this morning, I have Casey from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having us on today.
Yep. So what is Rappahannock Electric Cooperative doing to help its members through this pandemic?
That's a great question. Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, along with all of Virginia's electric cooperatives, is not going to disconnect any of our member owners during this time for non-payment of their electric service. We understand what the hardship that all of us might be faced with over the next several weeks or however long it may be, and we don't want to do anything that's going to further cause any hardship for our member owners. For Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, we're also not going to impose any late fees for our members who aren't able to pay their electric bill during this time either.
Mm-hmm.
As people look for more information or as things change, we do have a website, so members can find our information right on the homepage. So if they have any questions about other changes specific to their bills, we do have some FAQs there that can help them understand.
Okay, what happens if there's a power outage at a location?
So we are practicing social distancing. We do have employees spread out across our service territory, but we will continue to have our dispatch center open 24/7. So if a power outage does occur, then our members will still be able to report the outage. Our dispatch center will still work to dispatch crews effectively. And our crews are on standby and ready to respond. We're really grateful for this beautiful weather that we're having and the fact that there is not any potential for any type of major storm, because that would certainly only add to the stress that we're all feeling right now.
Right. So what steps is REC taking to prevent the spread of coronavirus?
We're following the guidance from the CDC, from the local and state health department, and we're just focused on keeping our employees, our members, and our communities safe. That's always been our top priority. For our members, we're encouraging them, if they are able to pay their electric bill, to use one of our remote payment options, such as online through MyREC Smart Hub. We still accept member payments through U.S. Postal Mail, so they can drop it in the mail at their convenience, or they can make a payment by phone. We want them to know that if they can avoid visiting our office, we are very lucky not to have any of our employees who are sick at this time. But we just want to do our part, and we hope that our members will join us in just helping to reduce the risk of spreading the virus any further, because we just don't know who has what or what.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we know that REC employees live, work, and play right here in the community that it serves. So what is REC doing to protect its workforce?
So like I said, we're practicing social distancing. I'm actually talking to you from my hometown of Louisa County. We're allowing our employees to work a flexible schedule. So those employees who are able to work from home or remotely, wherever that might be, they're allowed to do that. We've also spread our employees out around our local offices so they're not sitting so close together. As I mentioned, our dispatch center still remains open and crews will be on standby. And we've eliminated employee travel. And then we're just increasing, like most businesses, we're increasing the amount of cleaning and sanitation that we're doing within our buildings. And again, the most important thing right now is we're providing our employees the flexibility. We know that they're all experiencing the same things that our members are faced with telecommuting, with kids being out of school. And so we're just working with not only our member owners, but our employees to make sure that we can minimize the stress that's impacting everyone as much as possible.
Well, that's great. Well, okay, Casey, we really appreciate all that great information. We appreciate it.
And that. All right, thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say thank you.
Yep, not a problem. And that was Casey from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative.